Because unfortunately we have a number of unionist and Brexit MEPs here in the Parliament who are saying there shouldn't be any distinction between the north of Ireland and the rest of the UK as they were seen it. And what I was explaining to MEPs was the Good Friday Agreement in itself recognises that there are unique circumstances that require special arrangements for the north of Ireland. That's effectively what the Good Friday Agreement was. And the message I would be saying to anybody who is now saying that there must be no special provisions for the north of Ireland in any Brexit deal, that they're not only ignoring the realities of the Good Friday Agreement, they are in effect trying to undermine it.